Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast, 5 minutes every day. As we're journeying through the book of Acts, we're at the council in Jerusalem in Acts 15. Peter said on our podcast yesterday, verse 10, "Why test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" Verse 11, "We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they." The "they" must refer back to the "them" of verse 9. No distinction between us and them purifying their hearts by faith. And so Peter is saying it's going to be a salvation of grace. He could also be referring to the fathers of verse 10 that could not bear the yoke that was placed upon their neck, and that salvation is going to come by Jesus the same way it came for the fathers. It came by grace. I don't think a lot of us realize grace didn't start with Christ. Grace is an underlying theme of the entire Bible. God was always being good to man, even when man didn't deserve it. And a very worthwhile study would be to go through the Old Testament looking for God's grace. And don't confuse it with God's mercy, where a lot of times we'll say, well, God should have done this, but he didn't. That's because God's merciful. You'll notice even in the midst of God's mercy is radical grace, where God blesses people that are completely unworthy of being blessed. Whether it's Jonah or David or Samson. Man, Samson's an incredible picture of the grace of God, where God makes a covenant with Samson, tells his parents, don't cut his hair, and he'll have strength. And so this guy doesn't live well at all. I mean, his whole life is a lifestyle of debauchery and sin, and yet he's so powerfully used of God. That doesn't mean, it's not to indicate he doesn't have problems as a result of his sin. He certainly does, but the grace of God is so incredible. So it's the same grace that saved them that's going to save those in the council in Acts 15. Verse 12, "Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles." So now, after Peter talks about salvation coming to Gentiles, Paul and Barnabas begin to tell the stories that's been happening to them over most of the 13th and 14th chapters of Acts. And they declare miracles and wonders that God worked among the Gentiles. This is a convincing case from Peter, a foundational head of the early church, and from Paul, one of the new bright shining stars of the early church. And so now everyone turns silent in verse 13 and listens to James speak. James, the brother of Jesus, a man who holds great sway and authority, who probably writes his letter, the book of James, before any other book is penned in the New Testament. Last year we taught, we did a video series on the book of James, verse by verse, and that was the premise of our study, was that James had written first, and thus whatever conflicts there appear to be with grace, it needs to be understood when James was writing what he wrote. The crowd listens, and James answers and says, "Men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name." Of course, this Simon is Peter. "And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written." And then he begins to quote Old Testament, and he's quoting from Amos 9. I don't want to go into it today. I want to give it its own time tomorrow, and actually over the next few days, James is going to unveil one of the great truths of the New Testament, and one of the most underrated moments in the book of Acts is about to happen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.